from the National Studios of Farm Journal Radio. This is AgriTalk, on air, online, across the nation, around the world. Let the conversation begin. Here's your host, Mike Adams.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to AgriTalk. Thank you for joining us here at the end of the week. We have a big, big show today with a very special announcement. Lots of people will be joining us today as we look back and look ahead. Look back at those devastating wildfires that hit Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Colorado earlier this year. We'll get updates on the conditions in those areas. We will also talk about the great outpouring of support that we've already seen and make a big announcement towards what we hope will be an even bigger outpouring moving forward, a very special announcement coming up on the $1 million Wildfire Relief Challenge. And this will be a joint effort between Drovers and Farm Journals Foundation, as well as the Howard Buffett Foundation, working together that could raise a lot of money with your help on wildfire relief. We'll tell you all about it. We'll have the details. Greg Henderson, editorial director of Drovers, will be here to make the announcement on this and give us the details about how the program will work. We're going to talk with Clinton Griffiths and Betsy Gibbon from Ag Day about the great coverage they've had, the stories that they've been able to gather from the wildfire areas in their reporting in the last few weeks. We'll also talk with Ron Hayes from Radio Oklahoma Network. He'll give us an assessment of the situation in Oklahoma. We'll talk with Dave Clausen, president of the Kansas Livestock Association, about some of the efforts underway and things going on there in Kansas. And we'll also talk with Kansas Senator Jerry Moran about some of the things he has seen and heard throughout his state of Kansas and what's being done on the federal level as far as assistance as well. So all that coming up on a very special edition today of AgriTalk. Let's bring in Clinton Griffiths from Ag Day. And Clinton, I know that you and Betsy and others, you've put together some great coverage of the wildfires and really shared the stories of those folks impacted by it. And
that's right.
This is a special day with this announcement, this partnership, a way for people to help even more. And we know the outpouring has been great already.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we've seen, I mean, just incredible outpouring of support from folks all over the country. And a lot of that has centered around hay and materials and things that they needed, you know, kind of right away, because so many of these pastures and these, you know, their facilities were burned up and torn down. But now we get back to the work that has to be done to fix it all. And Mike, I know if you've ever built fence, it is a big, big project. And it takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of money and a lot of time.
And a lot is needed. And the initial outpouring has been tremendous. And but a lot of times after something like this happens, and the story kind of fades from the news and is not getting as many headlines, then people, especially if you're farther away, can tend to kind of lose track of it. So we want to keep it in front of everybody and help remind them that the needs of these people impacted by the fires are ongoing. This will be a long-term situation to try to rebuild and recover.
Well, especially when you think about some of these families, it's been generations of work to get to the point they were at before the fire, and how long is it going to take to get back? You know, I mean, these families have spent multiple lifetimes building and kind of creating what they own, and now, you know, a lot of it gone in a few hours' time. So they've got a lot of work ahead.
I received a very moving email last night from a listener in Texas. I'm going to share that coming up in our next segment. Really personalizes the situation and her appreciation and thankfulness for the outpouring of support that folks impacted by the fires have been receiving from people all over the country. So we'll share that as well as the big announcement coming up here in just a bit. What else do we have in the news today?
Well, Mike, maybe by this time next week we'll have a new ag secretary, a plan to keep the government open, and possibly a replacement health care law. Washington prepping to pick up the pace on its return to the nation's capital, including finalizing some key cabinet members like Sonny Perdue to be Secretary of Agriculture. That confirmation expected early in the week, if not on Monday. Following Vice President Mike Pence's trip to Japan this week, the Japanese Deputy Prime Minister says they're not excited about a bilateral trade agreement, adding that under a bilateral trade agreement, compromises are bigger and it would face pressure to open up politically sensitive markets like agriculture and beef. The dairy industry and dairy leaders from Australia and New Zealand say they would support the U.S. and potential World Trade Organization action against Canada. As we've been reporting, Canada's national ingredient strategy has in effect blocked U.S. exports of ultra-filtered milk. That class of milk is used for cheese production in Canada, leading some processors to cancel contracts with U.S. dairies. Now, leaders from Australia and New Zealand offering to back President Trump if he includes the WTO in a trade dispute over that milk pricing scheme in Canada, saying that it's harming U.S. dairy farmers. New Zealand's Trade Minister Todd McClay telling Reuters that his government was assessing the WTO consistency of that policy, and they've raised concerns with the Canadian government. Mike North of Commodity Risk Management Group says this problem has been brewing for some time.
I wouldn't say that Canada is necessarily to blame. Again, they formed this stance in the 80s. So they didn't really change their position. They just cleaned up some of the loose ends that existed since that position was first taken. And so ultimately, I wouldn't blame them, so to speak. But at the same time, their action is what quickly caused this scenario.
Canada continues to say it's not our problem when asked about dairy trade with the U.S. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau telling Bloomberg News Thursday, it's not Canada that's the challenge here. Trudeau says the U.S. has a large dairy trade surplus with the nation and stood by his own system by saving every country, by saying that every country subsidizes agriculture, adding, let's not pretend we're in a global free market when it comes to agriculture. Dairy producers in Wisconsin and Minnesota are still searching for a home for their milk. That's after Grassland Dairy gave them a 30-day notice that they'd no longer take it. Tune in to U.S. Farm Report this weekend. Tyne Morgan talked to one family in Wisconsin about their desperate search for a new home. And preview here, Mike, it has a happy ending. So a lot going on that issue as we close out the week.
That was interesting, the note about Japan. You know, the emphasis we know by President Trump and his administration will be on bilateral trade deals.
Sure.
But you have to have a partner in that. And maybe some of these other countries, it sounds like Japan, may not be in a big hurry to do a bilateral.
Well, they're saying that they feel like they're so much better protected for those really sensitive industries in a multilateral. And, you know, that may be true.
Yeah, so we'll see how that plays out. All right, looking forward to hearing from you and Betsy Gibbon in our next segment about some of your coverage of the wildfire. So stay with us, okay?
Will do.
All right, also coming up along with Clinton and Betsy will be Greg Henderson, editorial director of Drovers, and he will have the details and make the big announcement on the $1 million wildfire relief challenge. Very big announcement today, and what we hope will be a big effort to help folks impacted by the wildfires. Also coming up, you'll hear an email from a listener in Texas that was impacted by the fires and her note of appreciation to all those that have been helping. Later in the program, we'll also hear from Ron Hayes with Radio Oklahoma Network, an update on the situation there from the fires, and Dave Clausen, president of the Kansas Livestock Association, and also Kansas Senator Jerry Moran, all joining us today on a very special edition of AgriTalk.
You know, with all the high input costs and low grain prices, I really need some big numbers this year.
I hear you.
How are you maximizing your input costs?
Well, I'm using Enzone again this season. It's a nitrogen management aid, and it's improved my yields by 12 bushels an acre.
Wow!
So I can use less fertilizer, and it significantly reduces leaching.
12 bushels an acre? That is huge!
Yeah, and it's not just me. Research across 97 trials shows Enzone increases yield in corn by an average of 12 bushels per acre. Enzone also gives me 25% increased nitrogen efficiency.
25%?
Yep, and it reduces leaching by 47%. So, more of the nitrogen stays in the root zone to help crops yield their full potential.
Wow, those are the kind of big numbers I need.
You bet. Give Enzone a try. See the research and learn more today at EnzoneYields.com. A product of Ag Explorer. That's EnzoneYields.com.
Join Drovers and Dr. Dan Thompson for our third annual Cow-Calf Cowboy College on June 20th and 21st in Springfield, Missouri. This two-day seminar, led by respected and knowledgeable industry experts, is filled with timely information for cow-calf operators. Topics include animal health and treatment programs, low-stress animal handling, nutrition, and genetic selection for your herd. Attendance will also qualify you as BQA certified. For more information, visit droverscowboycollege.com.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Choosing the right marketing tool at the right time can make your head spin, but it doesn't have to. Market Rally host Chip Flory leads you through real-world marketing scenarios with tips and strategies to help you minimize risk and protect your profits in Farm Journal's Marketing Education Series. This best-selling four-chapter set includes workbooks and DVDs to clearly explain the options available and give you the confidence to pull the trigger at the right time. Order your set today at shopfarmjournal.com. Farm Journal's Marketing Education Series includes chapters on Assessing and Managing Risk, Cash Marketing, Fundamentals of Hedging, and Advanced Marketing Strategies. Order only the chapter you need or get the complete four-chapter set, which includes a glossary of marketing terms and a durable binder to keep your set neatly organized. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Stratego from Bayer. Add Stratego Yield Fungicide at early season rate to your post-emergence herbicide tank mix. You'll get healthier fields, higher yields, and a higher return on investment.
And welcome back to AgriTalk. We will have the announcement from Greg Henderson, Editorial Director of Drovers, on the $1 million wildfire relief challenge here in just a moment and get all the details. But first, wanted to share with you an email I received last night from a listener in Texas. This is from Liz McDowell of Wheeler, Texas, whose family had about 200 acres and 4 miles of fence burn in the March 6th wildfire in the Texas Panhandle. Liz says, if you have time in your show today, I would like to say thanks to you and your listeners for the generosity they have shown my family and the thousands of other ranch and farm families affected by the wildfires in all the states. But first, we have to acknowledge the people who lost their lives in these fires. The three young folks that died in the Texas Panhandle were on their ranch, which is about 15 miles west of us. They were trying to save their cattle. That is pretty honorable. We must not forget their families and their friends. Our local volunteer firefighters and the county hands with their road graders saved our family's 104-year-old home, which my 99-year-old mother still lives in. They put up what had to be a pretty heroic stand to stop the fire 200 yards from her house. By stopping it there, it also saved all our cattle and most of our grass. One of these road grader operators was a young man we watched grow up here. He was severely burned in another wildfire 2 weeks later when his machine stalled and the fire engulfed him. He is going to make it, but with burns over about 30% of his body. Please keep him and his wife and three kids in your prayers. So many of you donated hay, feed, and fencing supplies. Like most of our neighbors, we said, we'll get by and let those who need it more take it. So many of you donated. Our local emergency coordinators and volunteers finally just started bringing out feed and hay to all that had damage. It's very possible that the hay, feed, and some fencing supplies that miraculously showed up at our barn were donated by your AgriTalk listeners. For that, I want to say thank you. The generosity, and more importantly, the caring and love we have received has been overwhelming. So many convoys of hay, semi-loads of cow cake, and trailers loaded with those beautiful rolls of barbed wire have passed through our little town. We teared up each time we met them on the highways. A couple of weeks ago, a Baptist men's group out of the Dallas area showed up to tear out and rebuild fence. The local coordinators showed them a two-mile stretch that was owned by six different families. You cannot believe how beautiful that fence is. We have so many things to be thankful for. Please tell your listeners, thank you. Again, that's from Liz McDowell in Wheeler, Texas. Well, the outpouring of support has been tremendous, and we're hoping for even more. And joining us now is Greg Henderson, editorial director of Drovers, with a very special announcement about a special challenge and a partnership with the Buffett Foundation. Greg, thanks for joining us. Give us the background and the details on this.
Good morning, Mike, and thanks for giving me the honor of telling you about the Drovers Farm Journal Foundation and Howard G. Buffett Foundation Million Dollar Challenge, as we're calling it. And as you know, Howard is a global philanthropist and American farmer and rancher, and he has worked with us to create this Foundation Million Dollar Wildlife Relief Challenge, and he will match donations up to $1 million through the Howard G. Buffett Foundation, quite a personal. He was very touched, Mike, and the letter from Liz, I think, exemplifies what he saw and what he saw on social media, what he saw on news reports, and that's when he contacted Farm Journal and asked us if we could put something together. And I want to read this quote from Howard. He says, "This is a once-in-a-lifetime disaster that left ranchers with both immediate and longer-term needs to rebuild what they've lost." And he also says, "We are pleased to partner with Drovers and the Farm Journal Foundation in this recovery effort and hope our matching contribution pledge inspires others to show their support." And Mike, the website that we've created to make donations is wildfirereliefund.org. You can go there and make a donation directly. People can also mail their donations into the Mexico office of the Farm Journal Foundation, and I will read that address in just a moment. I also want to tell you about a comment from Charlene Fink, our chief content officer. And she says, "We are honored to be able to join forces with the Buffett Foundation to help ranchers when they need it most. The outpouring of in-kind donations from farmers and ranchers helped ease the shock of the devastation, but the ranchers impacted are only beginning their long journey of recovery." I think that sums it up in general, but I also want you to know that any money that goes, that comes into the WildfireReliefFund.org will be distributed through the Working Ranch Cowboys Association in Amarillo. The reason we have chosen that organization to distribute the money is because it will go to ranchers in all four states. It's not just a selected state, Mike. So great opportunity for people to double their donations by going through our site. Just a great cause, and we're proud to work with Howard Buffett.
And give us that site again.
www.wildfirereliefund.org.
All right, so every dollar that comes in will be matched by the Buffett Foundation, and up to $1 million in matching, so we could see a total of $2 million of relief funds going to these folks that have been so impacted by the wildfires. Greg, thank you very much. Stay with us. We have more to talk about. I want to bring in Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths and Betsy Gibbon, who have done such a great job on TV covering these wildfires. And Clinton and Betsy, if you would just share some of your thoughts on what you've seen and heard as you've talked with people and covered this story.
Well, I'll jump in here, Mike, and I'll let Betsy tell some stories about. She was out in that area visiting with folks there that right after it happened. But what Greg said, and I think is so important here, is that the estimates are that the 18,000 miles of fencing is gone, and that's $10,000 a mile to rebuild it is the estimate, and this money goes directly to fencing, and it'll cover materials and it'll cover labor for the people that need it, both of which are tough to come by and pricey. And labor is a big cost here. So, you know, I'm like you. The stories, the heroes that we've seen show up in here are just unbelievable. And Betsy, you know, you can talk better about some of the folks there and what they went through right during that fire.
I went to Clark County, Kansas, shortly after the fire, like Clinton mentioned, and that was an area where roughly 50% of the land was burned. And it was interesting going out there because you'd drive around the county, and at first you'd see some areas where the land would just be black, charred, and you would just see that everywhere you looked. And then you drive around some other areas, and some of that black, charred land would turn into this blowing sand, this desert-like area, and some other aspects. And then you'd also keep driving, and you'd be surrounded by wheat, and everything in that area would look fine because the fire didn't impact the wheat. And I know a lot of the towns I visited, if they were surrounded by wheat, they say that's what saved the town or that's what helped the cattle. If the cattle were on wheat, that was a saving grace for them. So it was a variety of things. And I called some of the producers yesterday to get an update, talk about how things have changed right now. And I know the last part of March to early April in that Clark County area, they received 4 to 5 inches of rain. So they said it was also a saving gift, a saving grace, perfect gift that they really needed. They told me part of those sand hills, that desert-like area I was talking about, some of that has greened up a little bit, but some of the areas are still that blowing sand. It seems like there's been some growth, there's not been a lot of growth, but there's been more color in the forage. So it sounds like conditions have improved a little bit depending on where you are in the county. But some of the places I visited, I talked with this rancher, Greg Gardner, lost over 500 head of his cattle. And talking with him, he was giving me a scope of how massive the fire was. And he gave me this one example that really stuck out to me, how he had 6,000 round bales and he had them spread out between a 5-mile distance. And the reason he did that is because he didn't want all of his round bales to burn. Well, in the fire, he lost all of them. So that kind of gives you a scope of how massive this was.
Yeah, and your pictures that you were able to capture for our TV coverage really, I think, brought it home to a lot of people when you could actually see it, visualize it, what those folks were dealing with. Betsy, Clinton, thank you both very much. We'll talk more with Greg Henderson. Also, Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Network and Dave Clausen, is the president of the Kansas Livestock Association, will join us in our next segment as well. Remember, you can help make a difference in the lives of ranchers who lost so much, and you can be part of this $1 million match in relief funds from the Howard G. Buffett Foundation, wildlifereliefund.org. Stay with us.
You've made the commitment. You're doing all you can to increase your soybean yields and grow your bottom line. Like using Stratego Yield Fungicide and its two modes of action for unbeatable control of the major foliar soybean diseases. Healthier fields mean higher yields. In fact, you'll get an average yield increase of 3 to 4 bushels per acre. You're ready to profit from the season with Stratego Yield from Bayer. Learn more at strategoyld.us/make-it-count. Always read and follow label instructions.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots. And that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Time for Markets Now with the experts from Pro Farmer, brought to you by Corvus, the number one pre-emergence corn herbicide.
And joining us now, Brian Grady, editor of Pro Farmer. And Brian, you're at the end of the week. Any bounce back in the grains at all?
Well, on the soybean side of things, there are trading about 1 to 2 cents higher in most of those contracts this morning. So nothing significant, but we are seeing a little bit of price strength there. Still for the week, that market is down just struggling to find buyer interest aside from the light short covering so far this morning. Now, the corn market, it's weaker, fractionally to a penny lower, and wheat is lower as well. And both of those markets have been hit this week as well and are lower for the week. And much like the soybean market, just struggling to find buyer interest at this point.
All right, I want to switch and spend a little more time on the cattle market today because this market has been red hot and it's still up today.
Yeah, we continue to see price strength there. Just modest gains so far this morning. But, you know, for the week, we've extended the rally on the strength in the cash market, chart-based buying. We have new contract highs in deferred months for the week. And, you know, we got a cattle on feed report coming out this afternoon, but it's anticipated to show that feedlots are very current with their marketings. And as a result, unless there's some kind of bearish surprise, you know, I just don't see anything there that's going to upset this market. Now, with that said, you know, the market's overbought, and we're probably into a range now where we could see a top at any point in time.
But it's a different story with the hog market.
Definitely, you know, divergence there in the livestock, and hogs continue to be pressured by the cash market. Summer month contracts are at a premium to cash, and that's weighing on those futures right now.
That's Brian Grady, editor of Pro Farmer on Markets Now.
Choosing the right marketing tool at the right time can make your head spin, but it doesn't have to. Market Rally host Chip Flory leads you through real-world marketing scenarios with tips and strategies to help you minimize risk and protect your profits in Farm Journal's Marketing Education Series. This best-selling four-chapter set includes workbooks and DVDs to clearly explain the options available and give you the confidence to pull the trigger at the right time. Order your set today at shopfarmjournal.com. Farm Journal's Marketing Education Series includes chapters on Assessing and Managing Risk, Cash Marketing, Fundamentals of Hedging, and Advanced Marketing Strategies. Order only the chapter you need or get the complete four-chapter set, which includes a glossary of marketing terms and a durable binder to keep your set neatly organized. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, our special edition today. An update on the wildfire situations in Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado. And the big announcement today, the Howard G. Buffett Foundation pledging up to $1 million in relief funds. And you can join the effort to help ranchers get back on their feet. Details at wildfirereliefffund.org. Greg Henderson, editorial director of Drovers, is still with us. And Greg, you made the announcement about this partnership between Drovers and Farm Journal Foundation and the Buffett Foundation. So again, every dollar donated to this through July 31st, is that right, will be matched dollar for dollar by the Buffett Foundation?
That's correct. And I think the emphasis there is that every dollar you donate will go to that fund to help the victims of the wildfires. So a great partnership, one we're very excited about, glad to help. We know that these natural disasters are just devastating. I think one thing to underscore, and I know you have already, but several of these ranchers lost their homes, which is bad enough, but they also lost you know, their facilities and in many ways their cattle and way to make a living. So it just took the natural disaster to the next level. I was in Ashland and drove east on the highway there, and it's really depressing to see just house after house, ranch house that was destroyed. So just can't imagine what those folks went through.
Let's bring in Dave Clausen, president of the Kansas Livestock Association. Dave, thank you for joining us again here on AgriTalk. Kind of give us an update of what you're seeing and hearing there in Kansas and the folks you're talking with.
The landscape looks totally different now than it did there right after the fire. You know, we got those rains there the end of March and first part of April, so the harder ground is starting to green up, and we're seeing a nice color to it finally, and it's lifting everyone's spirits. We see an end to this black and the depression. So things are really looking up.
And I know that the people impacted by the fires are very appreciative of the outpouring of support from people all over the country that have stepped up and helped in various ways.
Yes, and I heard you read Liz McDowell's letter from Wheeler, and all I can do is say that we all feel exactly the same way. We're overwhelmed by the outpouring from all the nations, and it has really been a truly healing process for us to just have that support come in, because you see load after load of hay come in and get spread around to all the different ranchers that are needing it, and then all the fencing supplies and people just showing up to help us take fence down and build new fence. And it's just been, the outpouring of love has just really been felt by all of us and helped us in this healing process. We still have a mountain to climb, but it's not near as big now. So thank you.
There are so many needs, and we have talked a lot about the need for fencing. I mean, not only the supplies, but the labor, the time. Anyone that builds fence knows it takes time, and it's a lot of work. So this is going to be a project, along with all the other areas, that will take quite a bit of time to rebuild from, Dave.
Absolutely, and I don't know how many miles, but there's thousands of miles that need fixed and repaired and replaced. So everyone knows that's worked on fence knows what kind of mountain that is, you know, just putting in a few miles. So we're talking a lot. So we're still in need of a lot of people to help, and we're still looking for some fencing crews, but we understand it's going to take some time.
Dave, what are you seeing on the ground? There's always a challenge of logistics and moving materials and getting things to where they are needed. How has that gone? What kind of coordination effort have you seen take place there in Kansas?
Just in our Clark County area, we've got some local volunteers that have just stepped up and really helped. Ashland Feed and Seed has kind of been the hub of the hay donations and getting that out to ranchers. They've also been the drop-off point for a lot of the fencing supplies. So it's a place for people just to come into town. Right there, they've got a big area that they can pick up materials. And then on toward Englewood, Greg Goodnight's been nice enough to allow his facility to be another drop-off point. And then the people in that area, he texts out to them, this is how much came in, and so people can just go pick up there. So it's been a great community building activity as well, because we're all visiting with each other a lot more than we had been. So it's really brought our community together.
And those are stories repeated all throughout the four states and the areas impacted by the fires. I want to bring in my good friend Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Network. Ron, thank you for joining us. Kind of give us an idea of the effort there in Oklahoma, kind of an update where things are at and what you've seen going on as far as the relief effort underway in your state.
Well, thanks for having me, Mike. And, you know, you heard the report there from Kansas, and very similar as far as Oklahoma is concerned, in that the rains did come in fairly quickly after these huge wildfires, and there's been a lot of greening up. A lot of the land, both in Clark County and Kansas, and then down into Beaver County and Harper County in Oklahoma, is pretty fragile land. And so it's going to take some while to get the grass really fully reestablished before it's really where you can put cattle back out on that pasture land. So there's been need for a lot of hay, and boy, that the response has been incredible from all over the country: Wisconsin, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Missouri, in Oklahoma, in Kansas. You know, in areas that had hay, they moved it west, and boy, it's been so beneficial. You've got three groups that are really doing a lot of the fundraising, and I know that there'll be a lot of appreciation for the Buffett Foundation coming in as well now. But Oklahoma Cattlemen Foundation has been a key for Oklahoma fundraising. They've got money from all over the country, and they are right at $1 million, $940,000 as of yesterday afternoon when I talked to their foundation director, and he's confident they'll go over $1 million. They're taking applications right now to get that money out. Their goal is to have that money back to ranchers, and every dollar of it will go back to ranchers on an equitable basis by the first part of June, to help them with some of these expenses as they come up during this rebuilding time. We've got probably a couple thousand miles of fences that are gone in Oklahoma. Somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 miles is the best estimate I'll be able to pick up. We're still trying to figure out how many cattle actually were lost. The number we've been using a lot is 3,000. Our state secretary of agriculture just communicated with him, and he's thinking that number probably is still pretty good, maybe even just under that. We lost probably 5,000 or 6,000 hogs from primarily one facility from Smithfield. And so, you know, a lot of devastation in those three counties that were impacted.
Which points out again that this is going to be a long-term recovery. You can't just recover from it overnight. It's going to take a while.
Yeah, and, you know, we've got a couple of just legacy-type ranches. The Gardner Ranch, of course, in Ashland, Kansas area. The Barbie Ranch in Beaver County. I think Mr. Barbie's got like 30,000 acres that were burned. Something like about 150, 160 miles of fence that he lost by himself, just that one ranch. Just the devastation is just incredible.
All right, Ron, as always, I know you're busy with the farm show, but we thank you for taking your time to be with us to give us an update on Oklahoma. We appreciate it. And Dave Clausen, president of the Kansas Livestock Association, thank you, Dave, as well. We appreciate you being on with us.
All righty.
Thank you.
All right. Greg Henderson, editorial director of Drovers. Let's again go over this information about the big announcement, the partnership between Drovers and the Farm Journal Foundation and the Buffett Foundation, this relief fund challenge now, and how can people get involved with it?
Absolutely. This is a partnership between Drovers, so the Farm Journal Foundation, and the Howard G. Buffett Foundation. And the Howard Buffett Foundation has pledged up to $1 million to match any donations that come into the site we have created, www.wildfirereliefund.org. You can donate there, and whatever you donate is matched by the Buffett Foundation. The money then will be distributed to the Working Ranch Cowboys Association. We chose that organization because the money will be distributed to ranchers in all four states, and not just one state. And it's an issue that Howard Buffett found was very motivated him, and he was touched by it. Obviously, as the letter you read at the beginning, you know, there were seven people that lost their lives there, March 7th. And I talked to David Clausen when I was in Ashland, and he told me there were several near misses, and we're very thankful for that. So I think the outpouring of support has just been tremendous, and we're hoping to keep it going with the Farm Journal Howard Buffett Foundation partnership.
And real quick, Greg, important to note that people can be assured that the money that they put into this, send into this, will go directly to the wildfire relief for these people impacted by the fires.
Absolutely, yes. So there's no expenses taken out of it. The money is going directly to ranchers.
All right, Greg, thank you for being with us and making this very big announcement. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Mike.
Greg Henderson, editorial director of Drovers. So again, just like the Howard Buffett Foundation and the Farm Journal Foundation that have pledged to match these dollars together in relief funds, you can participate in this. And to learn how you can do that, to learn more about it, just go to www.wildfirereliefund.org. Again, that is wildfirereliefund.org. Coming up next, some thoughts on the situation from Kansas Senator Jerry Moran. That's next on AgriTalk.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-304-9178.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-304-9178. That's 1-800-304-9178.
Choosing the right marketing tool at the right time can make your head spin, but it doesn't have to. Market Rally host Chip Flory leads you through real-world marketing scenarios with tips and strategies to help you minimize risk and protect your profits in Farm Journal's Marketing Education Series. This best-selling four-chapter set includes workbooks and DVDs to clearly explain the options available and give you the confidence to pull the trigger at the right time. Order your set today at shopfarmjournal.com. Farm Journal's Marketing Education Series includes chapters on Assessing and Managing Risk, Cash Marketing, Fundamentals of Hedging, and Advanced Marketing Strategies. Order only the chapter you need or get the complete four-chapter set, which includes a glossary of marketing terms and a durable binder to keep your set neatly organized. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-502-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-502-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-502-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com. Trusted analysis, professional insight.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Look for some big numbers this season with End Zone from Ag Explorer. Learn more at endzoneyields.com.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, our special edition today concerning the wildfires in Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Colorado. And again, the big announcement that the Howard Buffett Foundation has pledged up to $1 million in relief funds, and you can join our efforts to help ranchers get back on their feet. Details at wildfirereliefffund.org. I talked with Kansas Senator Jerry Moran about what he is seeing and hearing in the parts of his state of Kansas that have been impacted by the fires.
Mike, it's an amazing circumstance that we find ourselves in Kansas. A dozen counties affected, some counties, Clark County along the Oklahoma border, 90% of the acres in the county burned, and just tremendous challenges that come from that. But I've been there twice. I was there, I think the fire occurred on a Friday about a month ago, and was there and went to church on Sunday with folks in that community, and it was an amazing sense of a community coming together, just what we know about rural America and farm and agriculture families. It was, in many ways, a very uplifting experience. And then back a couple weeks ago for one of the large ranch Angus sales, the Gardner Ranch held their annual sale and got to see, livestock purchasers from across the country. My guess is being there to help out a rancher that was really harmed, damaged by this fire. But so the community and the agriculture, the community of in Kansas, they're coming together and they're making a difference. And the livestock producers across the country are pitching in as well. I've seen truckload after truckload of hay, feed being moved, donated, both the trucking and the bales. And again, it gives you a sense of why we care about rural America and what a difference rural folks make in caring for other rural folks. And from the federal government perspective, we've had response from USDA. I met with the acting Secretary of Agriculture, and a number of programs are in place. I mean, mostly what we have is loss of cattle, and secondly, loss of fence. And in both instances, there are programs. USDA announced a $6 million program for Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. In addition to that, we have a livestock disaster program. The problem there is payment limitations apply to that program. And so if you lost a significant amount of your herd, payment limitations kick in pretty quickly. And then money for fencing, the problem there has been that money is available as a reimbursement after you provide a statement paying for the repair of your fence. And there isn't money available to repair the fence. You can only get reimbursed. And so we've convinced USDA to make those payments in installments. It's not necessarily money up front, as we'd hoped, but you make repairs and you can get paid along the way. So USDA is responding. One of the concerns I have is about financial lenders. If you've lost your cattle, you've lost your collateral. And I want to make certain that the banking regulators, and I've had conversations with those regulators from FDIC to the Federal Reserve, the Office of the Comptroller of Currency, our state banking commissioner, to make certain that there is some latitude and leeway and that character and farming practices, the relationship between that banker and that rancher is honored in a way that has historically taken care of folks in difficult times in rural America. And I don't want the regulators to come in here and say those loans can't be made. And that has me very nervous at the moment.
And obviously, this is going to be a long-term recovery. It's going to take a while. Fortunately, there have been some rains that after the fires that helped with grass regrowth. But a lot of the infrastructure in these things will take time. That's why the support and the assistance needs to be spread out over a period of time as well.
Well, absolutely. And I would highlight the amount of private assistance that has been available. Certainly people within the community, but from across the country have responded. And we've seen great stories of folks who are donating feed. High school kids spent their spring break repairing fences across Kansas. And that's difficult work, and it's day after day. Again, kids and VOAG programs and teachers and counselors just donating their time and effort to make sure that good things happen, and people donating money to buy fence posts and that kind of thing. So it's a long-term problem, and it'll take a while for the grass to be restored, but you're right. That was the plea on the Sunday after the Friday fire. In the church service I was at, pray for rain. And fortunately, it didn't happen right away, but fortunately it happened. And there's actually been a lot of greening that's been taking place.
All right, that is Kansas Senator Jerry Moran. So again, the announcement today, drovers and the Farm Journal Foundation have announced acceptance of a historic challenge by global philanthropist and American farmer rancher Howard Buffett to raise at least $2 million to help ranching victims of those devastating wildfires that burned 1.6 million acres in Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, and Colorado last month. Again, starting today, all monetary donations to the new Drovers Farm Journal Foundation $1 million Wildfire Relief Challenge will be matched dollar for dollar by the Howard G. Buffett Foundation up to $1 million. So again, this will go through July 31st. And as we heard earlier from Greg Henderson, editorial director of Drovers, and this money will be spread out and go to people in all four states, not just one state. So you can join the campaign to help victims of the wildfires, just like the Howard Buffett Foundation, the organization that has pledged to match dollar to dollar up to $1 million in relief funds. Again, to learn more, go to wildfirereliefunds.org. That's www.wildfirereliefund.org. Our thanks to Senator Moran, Dave Clausen, president of the Kansas Livestock Association, Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Network, Greg Henderson, editorial director of Drovers, and of course, Clinton Griffiths and Betsy Gibbon from Ag Day. And thanks to all of you who have already helped, and we appreciate all that you have done. And again, want to make you aware of this new way that you can help. Again, just go to wildfirereliefund.org for more information. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend, everyone. Coming up on Monday, we'll talk with former Ag Secretary Mike Johanns about what it's going to be like for Sonny Perdue when he steps in finally as the new Ag Secretary. And of course, Machinery Pete will be joining us on Monday as well. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Mike Adams. This is AgriTalk.
What's the quickest way to ruin a nice spring day? Seeing glyphosate-resistant weeds like Velvet Leaf and Morning Glory get past your defenses and show up in your fields. It's more than a nuisance, and it will cause yield loss if you don't take care of it soon. So how do you cover the gap between glyphosate and resistant weeds like Velvet Leaf and Morning Glory? With the fast-acting post-emergence broadleaf control of Resource Herbicide. Resource is the ideal partner for glyphosate because it adds speed to your post-herbicide application. Resource quickly takes down problem weeds that glyphosate misses, so you can start fighting back immediately. No matter what weed threat you're facing, the best solution is a diversified management program to cover the gap and stop resistant weeds. Valent USA Corporation has several fast-acting, broad-spectrum post-emergence control solutions, including Resource, Cobra Herbicide, and Select Max Herbicide with Inside Technology. Talk with your retailer today to find out which one is right for your field and visit Valent.com/cover the gap for more information. Always read and follow legal instructions.
Find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com.